Hallelujah. It would really cost Jesus something to purchase our salvation. And there are indications in the Bible as Jesus prepares to go to Calvary, he speaks to his disciples and he tells them of the suffering that awaits him. Some people think, well, he was God. He didn't necessarily feel anything. And he knew he was going to rise from the dead anyway. But that's not what the Bible indicates. The Bible indicates that he suffered in ways that we could never comprehend. The depth of his suffering for us. The price that had to be paid for our redemption. We want to think about that tonight as we gather around the table of the Lord. Oh, how he loved you and me. Praise God. Let's sing number 92 to begin with. We've been hearing some very beautiful songs in connection with Calvary. And here it talks about Gethsemane, where Jesus sweat drops of blood, and Calvary, and so on. So come.
Bless thy prayer.
Never. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let us ever forget, Lord. You said to do this in remembrance of you. Is it possible that we have forgotten? Somehow the thought of Calvary doesn't have the same impact upon our life that it once did. We've gotten used to the story. But, oh, Jesus, you don't want us to ever forget the great price you paid. How greatly you loved us.
Yes, Lord.
What you were willing to go through to purchase us. We pray tonight as we gather around the table of the Lord and we receive these emblems of your broken body, your shed blood. Bring to our remembrance, oh God, how wonderful is your salvation. Fill us with wonder, Lord, we pray. As we consider the Lamb of God dying for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the power of your blood. We thank you, Jesus, that that sacrifice is as effective today as it ever was, and that we can draw from Calvary all that we need for body, soul, and spirit. And so, Lord, we pray that as we think of you tonight, as we thank you for what you've done for us, we pray, Lord, that you'll put response in our heart that can only come as the Holy Spirit produces it, something deeper than we can give you. Jesus, we pray that the light of salvation will shine into our lives in a new way tonight, and that you'll enable us to give ourselves more fully to you than we ever have before. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a number of things we want to do tonight. We certainly want to gather around the table of the Lord as we've been discussing. And then we also want to pray for all of our workers as we're beginning a new period and campers are coming up tomorrow. We want to pray for our counselors and all the staff. Everybody's working together to make Pilgrim Camp a blessing to those that God sends here. And we all have a place to fill. And our guests, I'm so happy that God brings to us guests that just don't come up here to vacation, but they come here to minister as well. And they're in the prayer meetings, praying for the needs of camp, praying for the children and other families. And so it's amazing how God just causes us to work together. Work together for his name's sake. Praise God. Well, let's pray at this moment as we think of the campers. They'll be coming up tomorrow around 1:30 if things go according to schedule. And we'll also be having table worship in the morning right after breakfast. We'll stay there for a half hour or so. And we'll have a little worship around the table. There's a lot to do to prepare for the arrival of children and other guests, so we want to give plenty of time for that. Okay, so bring your Bibles to breakfast tomorrow, and from 9 to 9:30, we'll have our table worship. And then prayer in the evening. Monday nights we have prayer service. We always start with a little time of worship, maybe a little devotion given. And then we give ourselves to prayer. And it's always a wonderful time calling on God together and just waiting in his presence. Okay, so I'm sure we'll repeat those tomorrow, remind you. Praise God, but just so I don't forget. We're just saying, lest I forget. You know, the older I get, the more I forget. But the good thing about it is I remember that I forget. When you don't remember that you forgot, then you're really in bad shape, right? So, anyway, praise God. So let's continue to worship the Lord. Tonight's a good night if you love Jesus, and I know you do. Tonight's a good night to express that, to thank him for his salvation. You know, those simple expressions of Jesus, I love you, I thank you for dying for me. I remember years ago I was at a Baptist church at a retreat, and a young lady, she must have been in her early teens, I suppose, she got up one day in meeting and she said, you know, and I think of how Jesus suffered and gave everything for me. She said, I want to give everything to him. And she sat down. And 50 years later, I still cry when I think of that. It was so simple. Such a blessing. You might have a very simple testimony, but God can make it a real blessing if it comes from your heart. And, oh, Jesus gave his all for me. I want to give my all to him. I trust she did. And I trust that she's still serving God with all her heart. Praise God. So let's be open to the Lord. Obviously, not everyone can testify or we'd be here all night. But if God prompts you, get up, speak, and then make way for others. Praise God. Amen. Let's first of all sing, Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. That's also in here, number 358, I believe. 358.
Thank you. salvation and that he saved me and brought me to himself, I don't feel I merited and deserved to come to the Lord, but yet he sought me out. He brought me to himself. You know, I thought I was seeking for him. I made that effort, yes. I thought I was called to seek and find him with all my heart. And I purposed to do that, but I found myself waning and failing. But yet he called me on. He was seeking me. He was drawing me. And I'm so grateful for his so great salvation. And that was in 1977. And that was the night my brother Bill was baptized in water, that the Lord touched me. You know, I was raised in a church where you learned about God, but you didn't learn to know God. And I'm so glad that there is that real experience of coming near God, letting him come and fill you, and making himself real. And you know that he comes in your heart. You know he forgives your sins and cleanses you. It's real. It's real. And I'm so glad that God does that for us. And a year later, after I was saved, well, not a year later, shortly after, we had a baptismal service, and I was encouraged to get baptized. And there's someone here that witnessed that baptism, my brother George Goransky, because he was baptized with me. Mm-hmm. And we often celebrate that together. And I'm so honored to know Brother George as my brother in baptism as well. But how great it is to know the Lord, to find him. And just prior to finding him, the thought came to me, if he's real, I need to serve him. And I'm so glad you put that in my heart, because I've been so blessed with the privilege of serving the Lord. There's no greater calling in there would have been no greater calling for my life than to work for the Lord, do what I can for the Lord, and how he has enabled me and been with me. And many of the things I've had to handle, it was because God gave me the grace and wisdom. And every time I see that, I say, what a privilege it is to have God helping me.
Hallelujah.
And enabling me. And so I'm so thankful for this salvation, and I pray that God will continue to help me. In these days, sometimes I feel like I'm growing weary, and the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. So I take a nap. But anyhow, I'm not weary in the delight and the privilege that I can do all I can for Jesus. And that's what he says. That lady who anointed him and ministered to him in preparation for his death, Jesus said she did what she could. Isn't there something we can do for Jesus? Initially, give our lives to him. No greater purpose in life than to live for Jesus. Give our lives to him. Let's give our lives to him. And then do what we can.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
A drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe.
Thank you.
experiencing a Holy Ghost embrace. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Let's sing one other song together just now. Number 120. Channels only. We've been hearing about letting God use us. And of course, as we look forward to this this period, we want to be used by the Lord in whatever way, whatever simple way God chooses to use us. Let's stand together while we sing. Number 120.
Sing the last.